Thank you. That's always a beautiful, beautiful anthem with a powerful message. Just very quickly, we all have fears, every single one of us. I'm scared of escalators. Ella Ray and Parker are doing their best to help me overcome that fear by throwing me on every escalator they can find. But we all have deep fears. One night I asked the young people, I said, "What are you afraid of?" They were very open and honest, talking about their fears. I can't imagine what it would be like to go to school with a police officer, with all the security, can you? But these kids deal with it every day, the school year. We live in a fear-filled world, a terrifying world. They talked about, not so much about things like that, but they talked about the fear of not living up to the expectations of others. The fear of failing. They were real open and honest about fears. I shared with them that all of us, that every single person here in the sanctuary, every person within the sound of my voice, if we're honest, we all have fears. As a church, we have fears. And I told the kids the last night, I said, you know what our church is afraid of? When we look around and we see more empty pews than we see people, when we see the fact that we're constantly running behind in the budget, we're all afraid. I had somebody tell me, I don't think we're going to have a church 50 years from now. I want to tell you something. My church won't be here 50 years from now. Your church won't be here 50 years from now, but God's church will be here 50 years from now. If we stand firm, if we're brave and courageous, if we stand firm on the conviction that it's upon this rock, the rock of the confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, God's church will never fail. But we have to be brave. We have to be courageous. And I'll tell you where it can start. It'll start with you. One night in our prayer time, the kids took a rock and they dropped it into some water and they watched the ripples. You can hear their enthusiasm, can't you? You can see it in their faces. You can feel it. And I challenged our young people to be the beginning of something great, where we can become a church where we fear less and we love more, because that is the church that God is calling us to be. And I invite all of you to embrace their commitment and their enthusiasm and their love, as together as a family, we seek to be the church that God is calling us to be. We don't know what that church is going to look like, because God is always surprising us. He's going to continue to do that. But I don't have any doubts about the future of our church. If we stay awake, stand firm, be brave, and love always. God of grace and God of glory, on thy people pour thy power.